Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of the future of Islam. Today, we will look at Professor John Esposito in his lecture, which he gave in Kentucky University concerning the future of Islam in America. And as we will investigate his lecture, we will find out that he is breaking Islam to two. If it is bad, then it is the Islam of Iran, the Shiite Muslims, because of the Iranian Revolution. But if these actions of the Muslims are good, that means it is the Sunni Islam, which belongs to the Saudi Arabia, the sponsors who gave him the millions of dollars to keep him in power, to continue to use him as a useful idiot to teach the American people about Islam, to be the loving and the peaceful Islam. This is exactly what Professor Esposito is doing. So, without further ado, here he is, Professor Esposito and the Revolution of Iran.
So let's take a look at where we are today and how we need to understand and why we haven't understood religion that well in the past, and particularly Islam. When the Iranian Revolution came along, it is true, I felt that I owed my career because I had finished my degree. I was like, again, some of you are old enough, you remember that commercial for Maytag, waiting for the phone to ring? Well, you know, the academic in the ivory tower. My phone never rang, nobody ever invited me to speak. And this was for the first 6 to 7 years. Anything I did seemed very esoteric. I was hired to teach world religions, not teach Islam, and then the revolution came along. So I owe my career, my first Lexus, to the Ayatollah Khomeini. It's quite literally true. I had only made it to a Toyota Camry, and suddenly I could jump to a Lexus.
Professor John Esposito began his talking by understanding religion, understanding the religion of Islam, and he is emphasizing on Islam. But then he moved on to the country of Iran, as if what he's going to tell us about Islam is tied to the revolution of Iran, as if without the revolution of Iran, we will not have the true understanding to the problem we have with Islam. I'm sorry. We cannot understand Islam by knowing the Muslim Shiite of Iran, but we can understand Islam and know Islam very well by knowing the words of Allah in the Quran, the holy book of all Muslims, Shiite, Sunni, or whatever. But Professor Esposito is literally being funny by telling us that his riches and his career did not come to exist until the revolution took place in the country of Iran. Why is that? Because he was never invited to speak anywhere for 6 or 7 years after he finished his doctorate degree to speak about the topic of religion or the topic of Islam. He said that he was hired to teach about world religion, not to teach about Islam. So the revolution came and he began to be famous, and he began speaking in many places, and he got rich because of the revolution of Iran. He used to drive a Toyota Camry. Then he was able to afford a Lexus. That's when he became famous, after he spoke on the topic of the revolution of Iran. And believe it or not, many people in America, like Professor Esposito, became famous because they start to talk about the revolution of Iran, assuming that is the revival which took place in the Muslim world, thinking of Iran revolution to be the political change, not realizing that what we have seen in this revolution was nothing but the norm of Islam. That's exactly what every Muslim must live by. I do not know too much about the revolution of Iran, but here is the truth. I care less what the Iranians say or do in the past or what they will be doing in the future if I will not tie their teachings and their actions to the original source of Islam, Allah. And we know that from His word in the Quran. And that is not something Professor John Esposito or any liberal preacher in America will bother to talk about. Trust me in that. None of those people who speak highly of Allah and the Quran, Muhammad and Islam, will ever quote any verses from the Quran, especially the newer, final commands of Allah in the Quran, not the early abrogated verses of the Quran. Professor John Esposito can talk for hours about Islam, as he called himself an expert on Islam, as we have already heard about him in the introduction given by Mr. Hassan. But how can you be a scholar of Islam? How can you teach about Islam without mentioning the words of Allah? For me, I believe a person is a scholar when he says, thus says Allah, thus says Muhammad, thus says Muslim scholars, as he quotes their interpretations to the word of Allah in the Quran. Otherwise, I call you propagandist Islam, especially when you talk very nicely, positively about the topic of Islam without quoting any sources to where you come up with your knowledge. And now, let us hear more of the testimonies of Professor John Esposito concerning the revolution of Iran.
But that says something about where we were. At that time, if I sent out book contracts, and I did, you know, I sent out book proposals, 100, 97 didn't answer, 3 said, great idea, no market. Iranian Revolution came, 3 book contracts in 5 weeks. Iranian Revolution came, and suddenly government wanted to know what was going on.
Once again, Professor Esposito is giving credit to his riches and his fame on the shoulders of the Iranian Revolution. He tried hard for the first 6 or 7 years of his career to write a book, and nobody was interested. And even those who think that it was a good idea, but they believe that there was no market for his book. But then after the Iranian Revolution, he received 3 contracts in 1 week. And now, 40 years later, Professor Esposito wrote more than 45 books. Now we know that Professor Esposito is a famous speaker and writer concerning the topic of Islam without really digging deep into the topic of Islam or telling the American people the truth about Islam. He became rich and he became famous on the back of Ayatollah Khomeini. And if it was not for Ayatollah Khomeini, we would not have the privilege to know the famous Professor John Esposito. And he would not have become a rich man. But I want you to listen carefully to the following statement of Professor Esposito. That is, he is telling us and describing to us the true nature of the smartest and the most wise men, the political and the media, the leaders of America concerning the topic of Islam. Not just Iran and the revolution of Iran, because that, as I said earlier, means nothing to me, but the topic of Islam itself. So please listen carefully to the following comments of Professor Esposito.
Our diplomats were not trained in the religions and cultures of countries that they went to, Hinduism, Buddhism, or Islam if they were in Asia. Our military were not, even though they might be engaging people. The media did not cover religion in any significant way.
Here we go, America. We're talking about 50 years ago or so, where the whole world did not know too much about Islam as it is today. And Professor Esposito gave us 3 groups. First, he talked about our diplomats. Our diplomats were not trained about religions and culture of countries they were sent to. So we got our diplomats who are working in the country of Iran, like the rest of the diplomats who are working in every one of the rest of the 57 Muslim countries, did not know too much about Islam. He mentioned, obviously, the religions of Hinduism, Buddhism, and Islam. And I do not have a problem with Hinduism or Buddhism, but I have a big problem with Islam. Yes, indeed, our diplomats did not have a clue before the Iranian Revolution. Until today, they have no clue. And the sad thing, those who may think they know Islam, they may know it from somebody like Professor Esposito, which means they know Islam to be what it is not. As I talk to many of our liberals and our politicians who will tell me Islam is a loving and a peaceful religion, where did they learn that from? Is it because they study the Quran and learn the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith? Is it because they investigated Islam and search in the history of what took place in the last 1400 years? No, of course not. What they know about Islam is simply because they met and were taught by somebody like Professor Esposito. How about our military? It's the same thing. Our military were not educated about Islam 50 years ago, and still until today, they're not educated about Islam. As a matter of fact, the chance for our military to know the truth about Islam is slim, because now we got the Muslim imams all over our military doing a great job to convince our military leaders that Islam is what it is not.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at Vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
How about the media? You may think the media knew some truth about Islam 40, 50 years ago. No, they are still as ignorant today as they were 40 or 50 years ago. And I wish the media in America would stop talking about Islam, because they are brainwashing the rest of this country with their hogwash Islam. The media never learned the truth about the cult of Islam. As you're going to hear from Professor Esposito himself, he will tell you that there is no truth that came from the media concerning Islam, because they do not know hardly anything about it. And sadly, because of people like Professor Esposito, what we learn about Islam from the media is the opposite of what Islam really is. And this problem is simply the fulfillment of the words of God in Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Yes, the American people, if they are diplomats, if they are the military ones, or if they are the media, they are ignorant of the topic of Islam, and that's why America will be destroyed by the cult of Islam. I want you to listen carefully once again to what Professor Esposito is going to tell us about his role of educating the media and the American people about the topic of Islam after the Iranian Revolution.
I used to do a program. I did the color commentary for the first Gulf War, so I knew what it was to be on in prime time, to have camera crews come to my house. Then I do a great dialogue show, Jews, Christians, and Muslims, Sunday morning, 6 a.m. And the only reason they did it is that they were required. Stations had to have community programs and religion programs. It wasn't even that the stations were necessarily anxious to do it. So our population was not acclimatized to other religions, particularly if they didn't interact with them, you know, in the public square.
Here we found out that Professor Esposito is one of the early leaders of the dialogue. Muslims, Jews, and Christians get together under the wings of Professor Esposito to have a dialogue. The media was doing it not because they really interested about doing it, but because it was a requirement. They must do some programs. And amazingly, they did these programs at 6 a.m. Sunday morning. which means it's actually 3 o'clock in the morning in California. And I am thankful to God because that means not too many have seen it. But you know what's so amazing? He was able to lead this curse on America years and years before even I was here in this country. He has the power to bring the Jews and the Muslims and the Christians together to have a dialogue. What Jews? What Christians? Which Muslims? Have you ever thought about what kind of people get together to have this dialogue? Is it like James White and Imam Yasser Qadhi, or is it like Pastor J.D. Greer and Imam Omar Sleiman? Well, I attend some of these dialogues, and we actually ended one of these dialogues. You can go on our website or you can go on YouTube and watch the dialogue or the interface meeting in Orlando, Florida. Just look for USAMA DAC Doc, interface meeting, Orlando, Florida. You'll find it. What do we have there? We actually have a Buddhist, some atheist, some Jewish lady, a Muslim imam who used to be a Baptist minister, and some wacko minister who is a gay, lesbian church supporters. I mean, literally, this is a church in Orlando who brings a gay and lesbian and marries him to one another and ordains him as deacons and elders in the church. And in that dialogue meeting, they sit and talk about nothing, pretending that everything is great. The Jewish love Islam and Christianity and atheism and Buddhism and Hinduism and every other ism out there. And so does everybody in the meeting. But when we went there, and we were the true picture of Christ, we were the true Christians, the meeting was canceled on the spot. Go watch the video so you know what I'm talking about. Why? Because when you turn the light on, all the roaches and all the bugs will disappear from the room. But if it's dark, yes indeed, everybody is happy and having a great time. What is so amazing, when you look at the Jewish rabbi and a Christian minister and a Muslim imam in a dialogue, and ask the Jewish rabbi a question. Mr. Rabbi, have you ever studied the Quran? He would say, well, I read some of the books about Islam. Well, I read few chapters from the Quran, and that's all. Now let's ask the Christian liberal who are sitting in the same dialogue asking the question. Sir, have you ever studied the Quran? He would say, well, I know a little bit about Islam. Well, I read a few books about the Quran and Islam, or whatever answer he or she will give you. Now, let's ask the Muslim imam, have you ever studied the Old Testament? Have you ever studied the New Testament? And behold, he will tell you, well, I got 3 doctorate degrees on Old Testament, and I got 2 or 3 doctorate degrees on New Testament. And maybe you'd be surprised that they know more about Christianity and Judaism than the Jewish rabbi and the Christian minister sitting in the dialogue. Do you see the huge difference here? They are 3 steps or 4 steps ahead of us in these dialogues. Professor John Esposito is bragging about his role as a founder of the dialogue in America 40-some years ago, not realizing that he was digging the grave for the Americans, for Christianity and Judaism in America in the same time. Muslims are using uneducated, ignorant, arrogant Jewish and Christian ministers to carry a dialogue with them to deceive the rest of us in America who know nothing about Judaism, Christianity, or Islam. My friends, the devil's work with mankind did not begin with Professor Esposito in this dialogue between Jews and Muslims and Christians. That is the work of the devil from the beginning of creation. No kidding. When the devil have his dialogue with Mother Eve, it was for her own destruction. And when Muslims have a dialogue with Christian and Jewish leaders in America, it is for the destruction of Judaism and Christianity. Why do Muslims love to have these dialogues in America, but they will never allow it in Egypt or in Saudi Arabia? Why can't we have a dialogue like these dialogues in Mecca or in the city of Medina? Oh, we cannot go to Mecca or Medina. Why? Because we're infidels. Physically, we cannot be within the border of the city of Mecca or within the border of the city of Medina because this is a no-no in Islam. You see, the heart of this issue is this. These dialogues are created for the deception. And once again, as we have covered this so many times in our programs, United We Fall, This dialogue is not biblical because it will not fit with the teaching of the Holy Spirit throughout the scripture, that is, having a conversation with Muslims who deny that Christ came in the flesh, as we read that in 2 John verses 7 through 11. And what normally takes place in dialogue is what we call compromising. Since we are nice to one another and we have in this great conversation, we have to compromise what we believe. So when a Muslim teaches hogwash about Islam, we just have to smile. And when we get insulted about our Christian faith, we just have to smile. And the Muslim will do it without any hesitation. But in the same time, we can end this dialogue when we tell the Muslims, here's the truth. Your Muhammad is not a prophet. He's a very simple, wicked man. And we start naming all the sins which Muhammad lived in his 23 years claiming to be a prophet. And that will end the dialogue as Muslims will leave the dialogue. So in simple words, Muslims can lie and say whatever you want to say about Islam. And we have to accept it with a smile on our faces. But if we told them the truth about Islam and the truth about Christianity, then the dialogue is over. That's why I always say we cannot have dialogue with Muslims, but we can only have debates with Muslims. Because in debates, Christians will be strengthened in their faith and Muslims will face the reality of how evil Islam is, and maybe they will get saved. For the truth will always set people free. My friends, this dialogue movement is the work of the devil, which started with Satan in the garden, with Mother Eve, and here in America, with some of the pioneers like Professor John Esposito, as he brought the Jewish, Muslims, and the Christians together to have this hogwash talk. And in reality, there is no truth in dialogue. Only in debate, the truth can be told and the truth can set the people free. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.